Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Thank you for traveling with Amex Platinum. To your right, you'll see Oceanside Relaxation at a fine hotel and resort property. When booked through Amex Travel, you can enjoy complimentary breakfast for 2 and 4 p.m. late checkout. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high-performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Alexi Lawless is a National Soccer Hall of Famer, former defender for the United States men's national team for a long time, couple of World Cup appearances, now Fox Sports. Oh, is well appointed. Okay, my friend, I want to start with the Croatia upset of Brazil. Jason McIntyre is crushed. It opens the door potentially for Messi in England and France. How shocked. I always feel Brazil is as skillful as anybody in a World Cup, but there was opportunities.
Yeah.
Were you shocked by the upset?
Shocked in the sense that I, too, picked Brazil not only going to the final but winning it. However, I mean, this is a Croatia team that was in the final 4 years ago. I think a lot of folks, including myself, thought that this was kind of an anomaly. They went up, and now they were going to revert back down to a good team. Having said that, they refreshed a little bit. They got themselves a goalkeeper that has just been phenomenal throughout this tournament. They added some young players. They're still the old guard and some of the usual suspects. And it's just attrition. Look, I know you talk a lot about football, and we've seen those games where it's just bashing back and forth, waiting for that moment. And in a game like soccer, where there's so little scoring, Brazil got their goal, and it was strange. Neymar, wonderful goal, a wonderful moment. It was kind of destined to be that moment for him. And then they kind of felt entitled that was it, the game was over. And Croatia absolutely never gives up. They got their tying goal, they went to penalties, and again in penalties, this team that is just so good in penalties, in particular, Livakovic, their goalkeeper, just shut them down. And just like that, poof, the Brazilian dream of winning a World Cup, the first one in 20 years, goes up in smoke. And I guess it is an upset, but this is still Croatia. And again, they're kind of back where they were 4 years ago.
Well, England, France tomorrow. This is going to be your classic World Cup powers. Your thoughts going in?
Look, these are two storied types of clubs, of teams and countries, incredible history between them and in and of themselves. England is really interesting because, they have this song that they sing, It's Coming Home. Now, it hasn't yet come home when it comes to England for a World Cup since back in the 60s, and they believe that this is the team to do it. I don't believe it right now, but I'm telling you right now, Colin, if England were to beat France, which I think is just an incredible team, then they can beat anyone, and that song should be sung, and it should be getting louder. But this is a big, big, big challenge for them. France right now, obviously the defending champions, they haven't missed a beat. They've only gotten better. Kylian Mbappe right now, arguably the greatest player in the world, is at the top of his game. He gets that, like all great players, when you see them at the top of their game, they get the ball, they get the puck, they get whatever. Whatever it is, and you can see it in their eyes. There's almost a smile because they've already beaten you and the play hasn't even happened. This guy gets the ball out wide and he will beat you in so many different ways, and he's at the height of his powers right now.
Okay, Greg Berhalter, there are stories he could come back. You're not supposed to ask two-pronged questions, but I will. Do you want him back, and what does he have to work on going forward?
So I believe that you should, from a national team coaching perspective, that it gets stale after a cycle. Even if Greg Berhalter had won the World Cup, I still would have said, that's it. You know, you're a caretaker, and he will have left it, if he were is to leave right now, in much, much better position going forward. He has certainly done enough in that sense to continue on. I just fundamentally believe that it gets stale, and in particular for Greg Berhalter, he has taken these players, the young players, we talked about it time and time again, how young and inexperienced they are, and he's taken them, and now they are very different, not just players, but different men. And I believe that you need somebody else to kind of take it from here going forward. It's not a slight on Greg Berhalter. I would say that regardless of who it was. Now, the rumors going around are that they're already talking to him. We will see if that ultimately happens. And if it's Greg Berhalter going forward, fine. I don't think it's the end of the world. But I do think that there's an opportunity right now to find somebody else to kind of take it in that next direction into 2026. But Greg Berhalter absolutely has done enough to earn the opportunity to continue on in this position.
Okay, so tomorrow, the Cinderella story on Fox. Morocco, can it continue against Portugal? Ronaldo, what's going on? What is the story there with Ronaldo? You're the insider. What's going on?
Well, look, I mean, you know, like in all sports, you have these incredible players and they get to a point where things that are happening either on and off the field mean that, you know, there's another generation coming in, there's a changing of the guard. It has not been a good moment in Cristiano Ronaldo's professional life, given the situation with him and basically, extracting himself from Manchester United and then coming to the national team with Portugal and now not starting. The problem for Cristiano Ronaldo is that you can make a really good case that they are actually better with him not starting. I do think that this guy will have a part to play, and I do think that you can't discount how great a player he was and still can be. It's just going to be in a very different capacity. But, you know, he wears his heart on his sleeve. He's incredibly emotional and passionate. Like any good player, you get sat on the bench, you're not going to be happy. He wasn't happy despite his team winning. However, it might be the best possible thing that could have happened to his team and maybe even to his chances of winning a World Cup, even though he doesn't like sitting on the bench. So I don't think he's going to start tomorrow. They absolutely can take care of Morocco with or without Cristiano Ronaldo. And this is right now as confident as I have been in a long time of the Portuguese national team winning a World Cup. They still got a long way to go. So we'll see what happens tomorrow.
All right, Alexi Law, let's get back to the set, buddy. We always appreciate you giving us time. You're doing a wonderful job.
Send
my
best.
Very best to everybody there. We're glued to it, and it gets to this morning. It started getting incredibly intense. Alexi, great seeing you.
I appreciate it, and I love your support. Thank you so much, my friend.
You bet. Former defender, U.S. men's national team, Soccer Hall of Fame, the pride of Rutgers and Manhattan Beach, California.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ, and the action's heating up on the court. It's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code HERD, code H-E-R-D, HERD, for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21+, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer issued as one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNG.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
This is it. We've got an Amex Platinum Pro on our hands, ladies and gentlemen. We haven't seen anyone relax like this before in the Centurion Lounge. Is he connecting to complimentary Wi-Fi? Oh, my! Look at that! He is! And you will not believe where he's going next. The Amex dedicated card member entrance for the win. Unbelievable.
When you get travel perks with Amex Platinum, you're part of the action. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
J-Mac with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
All right, so Colin, real quick word on Alexi Lalas. I absolutely love what we've been doing over there, the analysis. And Lalas doesn't pull punches. He's, you know, we cover the NFL. We don't pull punches. I love how Lalas does not hold back. Just want to say that because I know the media critics are swarming.
You know how they are. If you are in the opinion space and you're not getting hate mail, then you're not saying anything and playing it safe. I've been doing this 30 years. I don't care if you're Joe Rogan. I don't care if I agree with you. Conservative, liberal, sports. If you're playing it safe, you're not making an impact. And Alexi Lalas says what he feels and what he believes and what he sees. I love him.
One of these rappers said it great. If they don't hate you, you know you're not doing anything. They're going to hate you for comments you make about Baker Mayfield or Aaron Rodgers. And that's how you know you're having an impact.
Listen, Alexi, Stu Holden, they teach me stuff.
Landon Donovan was great earlier today.
Excellent. Dempsey's there. Just tell me what you believe. No filter. Go.
Yeah.
And that's going to tick people off.
All right. Why don't we do no filter? Go here. Eagles-Giants, Colin. Big game. Sunday divisional matchup. Jalen Hurts, maybe the MVP leader. I mean, the Eagles have been playing great. Giants defensive coordinator Wink Martindale acknowledged how far Jalen Hurts has come in his short career.
Jalen is getting into that level, that top tier quarterback, because you can just see the jump. We went against him his rookie years when he was playing sparingly, and then last year to this past year, he's really worked on his throwing mechanics, his footwork, and it's paying off for him the same way it did for Patrick Mahomes. And you know, if you go back and look at those comparisons, it's very similar, and he is a triple threat.
He really is. He keeps you up at night. Fun to watch.
MVP leader has to be Jalen Hurts, correct?
I think it does.
I think Burrow can make a run.
Burrow can make a run. I think Tyreek Hill, keep your eye on him. I think he's been...
MVP?
Well, I think he's in that 5-6 class. I think Justin Jefferson had a month. I thought he was in that class. I mean, it can't just be quarterbacks. Well, Tyreek Hill tilts the field for Miami.
He has tilted Tua from this guy's pretty damn good.
What happens when they go beat the Chargers this weekend and get back on the bandwagon?
I think we're on opposite
sides away.
Yes, smart game to stay away from. But the injury report is looking good for the Chargers offensive line. But now we're off topic anyways. let's go back. I don't want to get yelled at. The Lions. How about the Detroit Lions, Colin? One of the hottest teams in the league, won four of their last five. And yes, they are a small favorite over the 10-2 Vikings. Now, they played earlier this year. Vikings won. It was narrow. Very close game. Dan Campbell had a questionable decision late in the game. He says Detroit knows how important this matchup is. This is big. It's big for our players. It's big for us. Shoot, it's a big game for them. They're all special, but this is one of those games. This is why you're into coaching. This is why you're into playing. This is why you love the game of football. It's going to be awesome.
I like Detroit. You?
Kind of, sort of do as well. You know, Detroit is not out of the wild card picture.
No.
They'll need some help.
I try not to root. I'm rooting for Detroit to make the playoffs. Well, first of all, they're an offensive team. So it's like, and they lean into it. They know what they are. Unlike the Raiders, who are an offensive team and get conservative. Like, the Lions are like, yeah, we're going to be in shootouts. This is what we are.
And if they're an indoor team and they have to go to, say, the Vikings, I think that's a spicy first-round game.
No.
They have to go outdoors.
They are not built for the outdoors.
Yeah.
They are built to play indoors or Yeah, I mean, Philadelphia, Jared Goff, cold weather, windy. That's not what they want.
Definitely not. All right, let's go to the final story, and it's your guy, Caleb Williams, the big winner at the 2022 College Football Awards, named Walter Camp Player of the Year, also took on the Maxwell Award, given to the best all-around college football player, one of the four finalists for the Heisman Trophy tomorrow. Jeez, I almost forgot it's tomorrow. He is the favorite to win that thing. Colin? I think Caleb Williams is a little ahead of schedule here, is he not?
Yeah, I mean, I just think he's a phenomenal kid. I'm not going to name drop, but the other day a buddy of mine called, and it was Caleb standing next to my buddy, and they were buying him suits for New York and the Heisman. And he is such an effervescent personality. He's like, yo, he's just in a good mood. I mean, you can see why players love him and coaches love him. He literally, on a little FaceTime, it made me smile. He's just a big personality. He cares about the right stuff. He cares about his teammates. He cares about USC. He cares about winning games. You know, you just sometimes in life, you get lucky. USC got really lucky to get that coach and that quarterback.
Now, Colin, I think you dropped something. I think you dropped a name out of your pocket there. FaceTiming Caleb Williams, really?
It was just a buddy FaceTime there, huh?
Oh, knowing he was next to Caleb Williams.
And knowing that I didn't FaceTime him. You know, I don't bother people.
Okay, that's fair enough. I'm not going to mention any name drops because I don't really have any. Okay. I don't FaceTime a lot of guys. I FaceTime the wife, you know, the mom.
All right.
That's about it.
J-Mac with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News.
Eric Mangini was on earlier, and we were joking about everybody has, my son, by the way, grew up 0 to 7, 0 to 8 in Connecticut. And so he just went back for a week to see a friend of his. And it was a lot for him to process. He really loved Connecticut. He loved the neighborhood we lived in. He loved his friends. He doesn't like where he lives now in Vegas. And so he really misses the trees and the winter in Connecticut. And, you know, he came back and he was, you know, he loved, it's amazing, you know, where you grow up never leaves. Most people. And so Tom Brady grew up in the Bay Area, unbelievable family support. And, you know, now he's sitting out there divorced. He's in Tampa and they play the Niners this week. And he started talking the other day at the podium about his affinity for that area of the country.
You know, I was lucky to grow up in the Bay Area at that time. It was just a great time. There was so many great players, a great era of football. And I love the 49ers. I loved them through college. And then when they skipped over me six times, I started hating the 49ers. And that's just the way it went down.
He went on and on. It does. I mean, we're mostly shocked when moves happen. Brady to Tampa, shocking. Stafford to the Rams, suddenly shocking. Kevin Durant, Warrior, shocking. Like, this is one of these moves where it's so obvious. That's my only reservation, is the obvious almost never happens in this. I mean, like Von Miller, Buffalo. You're like, Buffalo's got a great defense. Von Miller to Buffalo? Like, usually these moves come out of nowhere. This almost seems too predictable. Mm. So I'm a little apprehensive to say Brady to the Niners. And I do think they really, really like Brock Purdy. I think they have a little bit something here. And Trey Lance. And I think they're going to give it a run. But it's not crazy. Parents aging. No loyalty to Tampa, already won in Tampa. He's tired. You know, Todd Bowles is a defensive guy. Shanahan has a system where they don't ask a lot of you other than read the defense, deliver it quickly and accurately. Like, that's exactly what Brady would want going in.
But at the same time, his kids, I think, are going to still stay on the East Coast with Giselle, and then he has the other kid with the lady, the actress.
Moynihan.
Yeah, Moynihan in Massachusetts. I do want to ask, though. You said your son went back to Connecticut.
Yeah.
Does he now want to move back there because it was so awesome?
No, I mean, he's like, you know, what if I lived part-time? And I'm like, let's get through college. But the point being is, it's just... Home is where the heart is, I think they say. You don't have that?
So my mom grew up in a small town in a country in South America and left when she was like 16, you know, where they do arranged marriages and stuff. She wanted no part of that. So she like left home. and went out to with her friends in the city. And for me, like, I grew up in Northern Virginia. It was awesome. I don't want to go back there. I remember the high school nights where it's like everybody goes to the Roy Rogers and we're waiting for a party to happen. And
yeah,
it's just like it was a fun growing up there. I have great memories, but I don't want to move back there. You
all
know,
right.
I'm a wanderer. I think I went to New York.
No, you are.
Did Brooklyn.
No, you are.
Now you come out here and it's like you're gonna be the jaws of life to get me out of Los Angeles. I love it out here.
Yeah, you're a bit of a rolling stone.
But you've been a bunch of places as well, right?
No, but I'm the Northwest. There's no question. The Huskies had a great year. The Seahawks are playing well. Yeah, of course.
Collect experiences, these were my, not things. You know, like,
these were my teams when I was a kid. So, like, I was a Husky fan. Of all the teams in the Northwest, I was a Husky fan. So I just got so tired of the nonsense and, you know, I lived down here. There's no question, when my local teams win, it feels different. My sister Marlene doesn't like sports. Russell Wilson got her into the Seahawks. She's texting me every Sunday, and it is something.
But, like, you think you'll probably retire here, maybe? I know you got the other place in Utah.
You know what I'm going to be doing? Skiing, drinking beer, swinging a bad golf club.
You know, my wife said to me, hey, we could retire in Hawaii. I could see that. And I was like, no way. The time difference for sports and hanging out, talking to your friends. And I was like, I don't want to go to Hawaii to retire.
Dude, I know where you live. You're never leaving.
Yeah, I know. I'm aware.
Yeah. By the way, the Sean McVay-Baker relationship, we get four more games of it. And the games are pretty interesting. There's going to be some TV games, which it's going to be interesting because they play Denver, so you don't want to watch that one. That's like a Christmas.
Chargers game at SoFi is going to be.
Chargers give up points. Seahawks give up points. Like, Baker could go have a little renaissance here. And Brock Huard earlier today talking about Sean McVay's quick impact on Baker, how he, Lincoln Riley, Andy Reid are just magicians with offense.
Who do you think are the best QB whisperers in the game? College and pro. No matter who Andy Reid has worked with, it has been golden. Lincoln Riley, time and again, he's going to win the Heisman likely tomorrow, and Caleb Williams. Yeah, and I think Sean McVay and what Sean did with Jared Goff, getting him to a Super Bowl. And so I think Baker, it's why he bought that plane ticket before he even knew he was going to L.A. Smart. Good QBs anticipate. He anticipated. He bought his plane ticket, landed in L.A., and he went to work with one of the three best on the planet to accelerate him to get to the point he could play last night.
All good, all fun. Jason McIntyre, tomorrow's headlines today. His NFL picks, he's had another sensational year. When he and I picked the same games, we're like 75%.
Definitely one.
Okay.
I've already forgotten your picks because I'm so locked in on mine. No, we have two together. Yes.
All right.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rocking dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah!
We're this close to crowning an NBA champ. And the action's heating up on the court. It's even hotter at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. New to DraftKings? Listen up. New customers can get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500. Just deposit at least $5, and you'll get a bonus bet back equal to your first bet if it doesn't hit. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use the code HERD, code H-E-R-D, HERD, for new customers to get a no-sweat bet up to $1,500 if your first bet doesn't hit. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21-plus age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. One no-sweat bet per new customer issued is one bonus bet based on amount of initial losing bet. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See DKNY.com. KNG.co/bball for eligibility, wagering, and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel, it's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Angie's List is now Angie, the nation's largest home service marketplace. They're here to help homeowners get all their jobs done well. Angie has helped over 150 million homeowners care for their homes. Whatever your home project, big, small, indoor, outdoor, come to Angie to connect with and hire skilled pros to get the job done well.
Listen, I've got a couple of things in the bathroom in my house. Got to get it fixed. I don't have time, and I'm not good at it. Angie is. With just a few taps on the app, you can have Angie tackle your home service project start to finish.
With over 200,000 pros in their network, Angie makes it easy to research, compare, and hire pros to ensure a job done well. With 29 years of experience combined with new digital tools to simplify the process, Angie makes completing home projects really easy. It's your one-stop shop. Angie can help you find the best price for your project by comparing quotes from multiple pros in just a few taps or book services at an upfront price based on local data. They get the difficulties that can come with home projects. They get it. Why not make it as simple as possible? Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com or download the app today.
Don't miss your chance to win $100,000 this Sunday playing Fox Bet Super 6. Download the app and enter your picks in the NFL Sunday Challenge Contest for a chance to win. Colin, one of the matchups is Eagles at Giants. I love the Eagles in this spot. I think they're definitely the better side.
Yep.
I feel the Giants are in a top 82 plays on the field last week in the overtime game.
Yep.
Eagles starting to peak Jordan Davis back on the defensive line, so I think it's Eagles no-brainer.
Yep, totally agree. All right, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. He is our gambling expert at this company. Jason McIntyre, former newspaper guy, gives us his picks in the form of headlines we should expect by Sunday night and Monday morning. So here we go. Tomorrow's headlines today. NFL Week 14, what's it going to be for the Browns, Bengals? Bengals just beat Kansas City, feeling good about themselves.
Browns looked awful against the Texans, Colin. Doesn't matter. The headline will be Browns beg Burrow steal a win from Cincy. This line is just too high. I mean, people are overvaluing that win for Cincinnati over Kansas City. It was a great win. Take nothing away. They did trail in the fourth quarter. It was a big comeback. And I think this is a good buy-low spot on Deshaun Watson and the Browns.
That's right. He couldn't look worse. Yeah.
Think of the last three meetings that, for whatever reason, they cannot handle Nick Chubb. He's got over 100 yards each of the last three meetings. Myles Garrett off the edge has terrorized Burrow in these matchups. For whatever reason, it is something of a kryptonite. I know we have Burrow-Brady next week looming. I think the Browns keep this close. I would not be surprised if they pulled off the outright upset, Colin.
All right, tomorrow's headlines today, AFC South. Trevor Lawrence, I think, is going to play Jags-Titans. What do you see?
The
Jags
latest
getting, what,
is
three and a half?
Trevor Lawrence missed 2 days of practice, but he is practicing today. He has said he will play, so just resting up. The headline will be, Leopards can't change their spots, but Jaguars can. Give me Trevor Lawrence. Look at the long hair. I like the Jags here, Colin. This is a bet against Tennessee. This two straight weeks, they played good teams. They got beat up by the Bengals and the Eagles physically, and you're seeing the impact on the field. Treylon Burks, concussion, doesn't look like he's going to go. Their two best defensive linemen, Autry and Simmons, haven't practiced this week. Doesn't look good. Their top cornerback, Fulton, the kid out of LSU, he's not practicing.
Yeah.
They're a mass unit, Colin. And you got to wonder, this GM move. Oh my gosh, they're firing the GM in the middle of the season. What's going on here? Is there some consternation in there? Jacksonville should dominate the trenches. The rookie out of Georgia, the number one overall pick, he's played well outside of a couple bad penalties. I think the Jaguars win this, and they're not dead yet in that division.
This was the, if I did a blazing six,
ooh,
the Jags plus the points would have been my pick. It just didn't make the cut. NFC, let's go. Interesting. Sam Darnold to the Northwest. Panthers, Seahawks, what say you?
You pick this game?
I like
and now
Carolina.
I'm picking this game. The headline will be G. No! Smith loses to Sam in a battle of former Jets quarterbacks. I think Sam Darnold could get the job done. I know people are like, oh, Darnold on the road. What are you doing, McIntyre? Listen, Marcus Mariota went to the Northwest and won earlier this season. Bottom line, Seattle can't stop the run. Josh Jacobs, 200 yards of offense on the ground, 300 overall. I think Deonta Foreman, who has run well since they traded McCaffrey, he's played six games, four of them over 100 yards. Panthers coming off the bye. They're very well rested. I'm just telling you, Geno Smith, he's down his top back, as you noted, Kenneth Walker, and his backup. So it's some kid named Travis Homer is looking like he's going to start.
Yeah.
Carolina's going to ugly this up. It's going to be close. Do not rule out the Panthers winning this outright for my haircut, obviously.
That's so funny. All right. This one's going to be interesting. Another divisional game. Tomorrow's headlines, AFC North. Headline for the Ravens and the Steelers. Kenny Pickett's a fun story.
Yeah, he is. This feels like a first to 13 wins, right? A very low scoring. The headline will be still in the Huntley. Ravens take their shot.
Oh.
I was on the Ravens last week. Terrible call. Lamar gets hurt. They've lost four straight in this series. I didn't realize it, but the biggest news, Colin, TJ Watt just came out. I'm checking the injury reports all over social media. TJ Watt came out. He said, I'm 50-50 to play Sunday.
Boy.
Now, listen, you can't bet the Steelers if TJ Watt's out of the lineup. Huntley played well against them last year. Remember, they did not win. He got the cover. You know, all we care about is the points.
That's all we care about, yeah.
And listen, Ravens have not looked good, but this is one of those games. All the quotes this week are like, man, these guys have kicked our butts in the last few meetings. Ravens, this is a massive game for them. I almost think they were looking ahead to this last week, and maybe that's why they were caught in the mud against Denver. I think the Ravens are the side here, Colin. Are you changing your mind?
Should have taken
Kenny Pickett.
Should have taken the golden locks of Trevor Lawrence. Okay, this game I'm really interested in. Bucks 49ers, tomorrow's headlines today. Brock Purdy. What's San Francisco won? What, 4 or 5 in a row?
San Francisco is hot.
Since that
Kansas City loss, they've really turned it around. Remember when Mahomes hung 44 on him? The headline will be from handsome to Purdy. 49ers still looking good at quarterback. Give me Brock Purdy. I know. Brock Purdy only played three quarters, limited action, no tape on him from Miami.
Looked pretty good.
Todd Bowles against Kyle Shanahan. I trust Shanahan way more. Bowles is struggling. I mean, Byron Leftwich can't call plays to save his life. Brady's bailing him out. Listen, I know this is a homecoming game. I liked your little speech about going home. This could get ugly. This San Francisco defense is swarming. Brady's is going to thrive in the short passes. But Colin, they couldn't move the ball against the Saints.
No, that's that you can't. I thought Tom, last two times I've watched Tom, it is dink and dunk. It looks like a defensive coach.
Something's going on with Mike Evans and Brady. They're not really connecting. They have not. And the big play's like gone. This is we're going to go 5 yards, 4 yards. That doesn't work against San Francisco. And Tristan Wirfs, if he doesn't go, Bosa coming off the edge. We saw it last week against Miami. Bad news. I like San Fran.
All right. Now, we know, I think almost as a rule, you're going to put your Jets in there.
Okay.
Let's get it. Is it a soft landing or is it turbulence? Here we go. Beloved Jets, J-Mac, they face Buffalo. Tomorrow's headlines today. Jets, huge dogs.
Yeah, it's up to 10.
Up now, to 10.
On this show, I'm 6-2 against the spread with the Jets. Had them last week against the Vikings. That was a tough one. The headline will be Sala Sala Bills, y'all. New York Jets go into Buffalo. I hear the laughter roaring from the control room. The Jets will win this game.
Oh, come on.
This is not, by the way, Matt Milano, the great linebacker for the Bills, who missed the prior Jets game, not practicing yet this week. He is pivotal to that defense. Poyer in the secondary, the safety, don't know his status. I know Tre'Davious White is back. I was impressed with Mike White. I went in not expecting much in Minnesota. That second half, down 20-6, he threw 57 times, did not give up. Yeah, the Vikings defense stinks, but White hung tough in the pocket, made some throws. I know you were enamored with that throw to Corey Davis.
I thought it was great.
Listen, we saw Kirk Cousins going to Buffalo and win a game. I know some luck at the end, but Kirk Cousins fought that one hard. No Von Miller coming off the edge. Buffalo has some injuries on the defensive line. They have Miami next week. Weather looks clean. You know, it'll be in the 30s. The Jets defense really confused Josh Allen in that first meeting. He had two bad turnovers. Colin, the Jets can win this game outright. Listen, this is a top 3 or 4 defense in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, it is. No question. And once you have a great corner, and Sauce Gardner's a great corner, it really changes everything. Because I don't have to bring any, I can take out your star and I have to roll over coverage. It's like, I got my guy. It really makes the Jets, but the combo of Sauce and their D front, it's a handful.
Yeah.
It is a real hand. You have to scheme. What you have to do with the Jets, you have to scheme some plays, take a lead, put a little pressure on their quarterbacks. Yeah. But if the Jets get a lead on you, remember the Green Bay game?
You just salted away with the ground game and the defense. You can't move the ball on this. I mean, I know Cousins had okay success. Jets outgained the Vikings by 215 yards.
They
moved the ball up and down the field.
Yeah, people think I don't like the Vikings. I picked them to win the division, but now I think they're overvalued on the market.
Criminally overvalued.
Yeah,
score games. Come on, that is unsustainable under any circumstances.
Okay, guys, don't wait until next year to take care of your health. Get started now. Code HERD, mdriveformen.com. Code HERD, H-E-R-D. So I was thinking about this last night. I'm going to throw a theory at you. So I'm watching the game last night, and it's awful. And there's been a lot of really bad, especially these Thursday night games, and everybody wants to say, well, players and teams aren't ready to play on Thursday. Last year, the games weren't this bad. Okay, it's not. Players and teams are ready to play on Thursday. We've seen plenty of great games on Thursday. So, but my takeaway is this, is that because the NFL now is such a big business, the billionaire owners are less patient and wealthier. They are firing coaches sooner. What does that mean? And they want their young quarterbacks to play sooner. Quarterbacks are transferring in college more. Caleb Williams, Kyler Murray. So players are having three coordinators in 4 years. The coach who they like gets fired. The owner has no patience. So we're forcing quarterbacks to play sooner. They're having coordinators and coaches. It's a merry-go-round. The stability in the stability is going backwards. The owners are richer and firing sooner. So what you're seeing now is that even like Kansas City did it right. We've got a star. We've got to clean him up. He had a mentor, Alex Smith. By the way, the Ravens a well-run franchise. We've got a veteran, Joe Flacco. We're going to give Lamar Jackson, he started like week 11, going to clean him up a little bit, teach him the offense. That's the way to do it. Aaron Rodgers waited. Brady waited. The way to really do it is in very rare instances, is a kid ready to step in and be great. Like Cincinnati needed Burrow. He was really good. Herbert was really good. But what it's happening is when a business gets profoundly wealthy, that means the pressure ramps up. That means the bosses are under more pressure. They fire sooner. They make big, bold moves sooner. And what you're seeing is some of these quarterbacks are just not quite ready to play, forced to play, get a new coordinator. You know how hard it is? That's why we're talking about Baker Mayfield this morning like he's Joe Montana. I mean, he's into town 2 days, learn the plays. It's hard. And so people are saying, why are we getting such bad football? The players have never been better. The coaching's never been better. The explosion of wealth and business in this league is creating impatience, and kids they're just starting too fast, less support, more coaches, more chaos, and it's hurting the overall product.
Totally agree. I would take it a step further, Colin. I'll say, if I'm McVay, I say, Baker, do you want to go chase $10 million and play for the Texans and lose a lot of games and not have a future? Or do you want to be my backup quarterback out here in L.A. next year? We're not going to pay you a lot. We can't because we got Stafford. But you'll get to live in L.A. You get to be a backup to Matt Stafford. If he goes down, you're our guy. And you get the continuity with me, Sean McVay.
That's pretty attractive. I want 6. You want to give me 3.5? I mean,
Baker's got a lot of off-field money.
Oh, a ton.
He's done great with the commercials.
It's interesting. Start to Houston or back up in LA. I think Baker wants to start. I get it. But it's McVay. Not a lot of McVays on the market. All right, J-Mac, Ryan, everybody, thanks so much for watching us. First Things First is around the corner. It's The Herd.
If a new house is on your wish list in the next 5 years, grow your savings faster and experience your dreams with an Ohio Homebuyer Plus account from Kemba Financial Credit Union. A savings account specifically designed to save for a new home where you can earn 7% APY, a $500 matching bonus, and a $1,500 mortgage closing cost credit. Learn more at Kemba.org. Offer expires March 31st, 2025. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. NMLS 292230. Equal housing lender. Federally insured by NCUA.
You wouldn't expect to hear that we're America's third best city for beer like this one. Or home to vibes like this. and this. It might surprise you that we're top 10 for immersive art that's like,
whoa,
and,
hmm,
not to mention, we have one of the top zoos in the country. So can a city with the country's best pro soccer team, ranking as a top culinary destination in the world, be in your own backyard? Yes, Columbus. Plan your summer at experiencecolumbus.com/summer.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.